Blog Talk Radio.
About the greatest gift in this world given to us. To say a word, give a touch or a smile, to lend a ear for just a little while. We'll let somebody know how much you really care.
Now you can feel the power of love when you give. There's a whole lot of people in the world that need your help. Now need to speak, no shoes on the feet, no place to call home. She's feeling all alone, so I give up my hand, 'cause I understand that that could have been me.
Praise that we all have used before. But it's not just what you say, but it's what you do that speaks so much more. Spend some time with someone close, or just to give a hug when it means the most. We'll let someone know what love.
Give it away.
And we can overcome.
Give it no power.
thank God for another day that he's allowed us to see on this afternoon. The 15th day of January, the 15th day in the year of 2013. Amen. We greet you in the matchless name of Jesus. We would like to read into your hearing on today, Psalm 134. 1 through 10. We're going to read that into your hearing on this afternoon. And it reads, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and delivered him, saved him out of all of his troubles. The angels of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him, and delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Amen, amen. I read to you Psalm 34, verses 1 through 10. I bless the Lord for his word on today. I thank him. Ah, hallelujah, for that scripture on today. All taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Oh, I bless the Lord today. I don't know about you, but this is another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. And I pray that you would get the same gladness in your heart that I have in mine on this afternoon. I tell you, when you begin to do an assessment test and you begin to look back and see all the wonderful things that God has done for you, when you see how God has spared your life, when you was in a terrible accident and you didn't know if you was going to come out, when you see how God kept your children out of prison, kept your daughters from being prostitutes on the street, hallelujah, kept you from being drug addicted and alcohol addicted. Oh, all of these addictions, all of these afflictions, all of the rejections, all of the misdirection that we've had in our life, if it had not been for the Lord, who was on our side, where would we be today? Oh, we got to give him thanks today. We have to taste of God's goodness and know that his mercy endureth forever. Bless the Lord on today. Amen. I thank him for another opportunity. Every day that he gives me another opportunity to yet be in the land of the living, I have to give him some praise. Not for the houses, not for the fishes and the loaves, but I give him praise because of who he is. Because of who he is, the psalmist say, I give him praise. Because of who he is, just who he is alone is enough to give God praise. Oh, I bless him, Lord. I bless you, Lord. You've been a mighty good God. You know when something is good to you, hey, hallelujah, you're not quick to discard of it. You're not quick to cast it away. You're not quick to put it in the back of you. You want it ever before you. You want it in front of you where you can relish in it. Hallelujah. Where you can look at it and admire. And that's the kind of God that we serve. He wants us to admire him. He wants us to cherish him. He wants us to adore him. He wants us to be, he wants to be first, a priority in our life. And I'm a witness this evening. If you would make God the priority in your life, you don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. God will bring this jigsaw puzzle together. You know how sometimes you look at these jigsaw puzzles, and if you're not a person that really practices it, putting them together, you'll be in a maze. You wouldn't know where the pieces go. Oh, but God knows everything about our life. He knows the end from the very beginning. Hallelujah. He knows every organ in our body. He knows every tissue. He knows about the muscles. He knows about the heart. He knows about all of the different bodily parts that he has placed in man. God knows about it. Hallelujah. So guess what? It's nothing hidden from God. You know, when you go, I was reading this morning on the internet by one of my little sports announcers, and he had been diagnosed with cancer, and the cancer had recurred again, and he said something so profound. Hallelujah. He said, I'm a hard hitter. I don't quit. Hey, he said, there's no quitting me. I love my job. And he said, after I leave the chemo, I go and have me a good workout. Then I go and get busy and get ready for the sports cast for that evening. So I guess what? That ain't going to stop me. Hallelujah. He never said anything about the Lord. He just said about what his convictions was. But just imagine if you just put God in your convictions. If you put God in what your little mind and what your ideas and your thoughts are. If you put God in the equation, baby, everything going to come out fine. Everything going to work out perfectly. Amen, amen. I'm preaching already. I didn't want to, but hey, when you've been chosen, you've just been chosen. You got to do what you got to do. Amen, amen. So we got, once again, we greet you in the matchless name of Jesus, and we're going to open up with the word of prayer. And I'm going to ask Sister Ruby Parrott, who was our speaker on yesterday and did such a marvelous job. I tell you, if you wasn't on this broadcast yesterday, you need to go back into the archives and listen to that word from yesterday. Our destiny focus this week is we're talking about the benefits of fasting and prayer. Amen. So I'm going to ask Sister Ruby, well, look like she done dropped off. Okay, sometimes that happens. We have a call or the call drop. But I see Mother Richard. Is that Mother Richard?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I see, is this Mother Richard? Mother Mildred Richard?
Yes, it is. This is Mother Richard, dear.
Is this Mother Richard on the line?
Yes, it is.
That's Mother?
That's Mother Richard, dear.
Praise the Lord, Mother. How are you? It's so good to see you on the line with us today.
Yeah.
Amen. I was calling on. Can you all hear me?
You're going in and out.
Okay. I'm okay right now. I was calling on you, praise the Lord, Mother, for once, and just glad to see you on the line with us today. And we just want you to open up. We have Mother so precious. I love Mother. Oh, just a mother and a woman of God with much knowledge and much wisdom and much experience. So we thank you for tuning in today with us, Mother Richard, and we're going to ask you to open up for us with the word of prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, let your kingdom come in our lives as it is in heaven. Let it be on earth in our souls. Let us walk before you and give you glory, lift up your name and the honor, honoring you because you're so wonderful, because you're so holy. God, we love you. We thank you for everything you have done for us. You let us live through 2013 to see 2013. And God, you've been good to us through all the other years. You blessed our souls. You healed our bodies. You were there when we were down. You picked us up when we fell. You fed us when we were hungry, put clothes on our backs when we needed them. And God, you were just good to us. Forgave us for all our sins, and you directed our footsteps. And we just thank you. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your mercy. And thank you for this segment of program today. We just praise you and give you the glory. And thank you for your people everywhere, especially those that's listening in right now on the line. God, we thank you. We thank you and we praise you for being God, for loving us the way you do. We just praise your name. There's power even in your name. And when we call on your great name, you will answer us when we're sincere and serve you in the beauty of holiness and in the power and in your strength. God, we thank you. We just praise you. We give you the glory, and we magnify your name, and we want to lift you up in the beauty of holiness today, and we just want to thank you for this fellowship right now because you are just wonderful. God, in the name of Jesus, we praise you. We give you the glory, and we thank you for all things in your name, your darling son's name right now. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Mother, for that awesome prayer. We thank God for you. I tell you, we're just feasting on the goodness of the Lord. We're thanking God for another opportunity to get on this broadcast and share the word of God with on today. I tell you, we've been discussing, this is our second week going into this destiny focus of the benefit of fasting and prayer.
Amen.
Of fasting and prayer.
Amen.
And I told you, we have had some awesome speakers to come on this line. I had to kind of shift a little bit today. And, you know, sometimes you plan things, and then there are moments when that plan doesn't materialize. But even in the midst of that, God always blesses us.
Amen.
He always extends his mercy unto us where we're able to keep on moving. We're able to continually feast upon his word and do what he would have us to do. So
yes.
You know, we had a young lady that was scheduled today, but she had an emergency, so she wasn't able to come in. And, of course, everything falls on to me. And if you don't know what people's schedules are throughout the day, then you just got to, you got to move on. And you got to let the Lord just lead and guide you. And basically, that's where I'm at on today. So we're going to get right on into the word of God and see some capable people on the line today. So I'm going to ask you to jump right on in and get on into the thing as we begin to talk about the benefits of fasting and prayer. And as I said earlier, Sister Ruby expounded so eloquently on yesterday on those the benefits of fasting and prayer, and she brought out magnificent scriptures and what have you. But today, as I was getting ready for the broadcast, my mind shifted a little bit, and I went to John. And I want you all to turn quickly with me to that scripture. Let's go to the book of John, and we're going to go to verse chapter 6. We're going to go to chapter 6. Amen. And we're going to start reading at verse 32. And we're going to read down a little bit. Amen. And well, again, we're talking about the benefits of fasting and prayer. And this is the scripture reference we're going to go here. And verse 32. Now, this was Jesus talking to his disciples. Amen. And Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore, give us this bread. Hallelujah. And verse 35 says, and Jesus said unto them, I am that bread of life.
Hallelujah.
He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Amen. Now, as I begin to look at this passage of scripture, on this morning, because I did not know what the day was going to bring, but my Lord and Savior knew. He knew when Adrian woke up this morning. He knew everything that I was going to encounter. So as I began to look at that, and as I began to think about all of the speakers that came on last week, we had different speakers on, and even this week we have a lineup of speakers that's scheduled. And as they began to elaborate and begin to minister the word of God about fasting and prayer, the Lord took me to this scripture, and he began to talk about bread. Back in the Old Testament, bread was considered the main ingredient. It was like a main entree. It was the main ingredient of their particular meal. It was not like filet mignon. They have tasted like that too, but bread was the main course. That was their main entree. Amen. So when we're looking at this scripture, Jesus was not telling them anything about no physical food. He wasn't talking about a wonder bread. He wasn't talking about sunbeam bread. He wasn't talking about the sourdough and all the garlic bread and all of that. No, Jesus was speaking to them in spiritual terms. Jesus was speaking to them about the life giver, who he was. So Jesus said to him, I am that bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. So people of God, as we begin to pursue and we begin to continue on this 21-day fast, I want to encourage you today to lean upon that bread of life. When we begin to draw closer to God, and all of the speakers have spoken, how fast bring you into a greater relationship, a closer relationship, a more intimate relationship with Jesus. That's what fasting will do. Fasting will cause you to crucify your flesh. Fasting will cause you to look at Adrian and see the mote, the beam that's in my eye, before I look at the mote that's in my brother's and my sister's eye. Fasting will strip you. It'll take off everything that you have, and you'll become like there was in the garden. You'll become naked before God. Because remember, there's nothing hidden from him. You can't hide from God. When Adam, hallelujah, allowed the woman to have him to taste in Genesis, when he allowed the woman to have them to taste of the tree that he was forbidden to taste of, his eyes became open. What do you mean, Sister Adrian? What are you talking about today? Well, God was that bread of life, and he told them, hey, in every area of this garden, you are free to eat of every tree in this garden. Look how gracious God is. God is a gracious God, and he knows when we afflict our bodies, God is a gracious God. He'll give us grace and strength to get through that hour. So when Adam said, when the Lord began to look for Adam, remember, nothing is hidden from God. When the Lord began to look for Adam, he knew where he was. God already knew what he had done. God had already set it up. God already knew the serpent was there. God knew how the story was going to end because he created Adam. He created Adam. He created the serpent. So don't you know that God knew that he was going to fail him? But guess what? God already had a plan. God has a plan for each and every one of us. Hallelujah. God has a plan. God had already positioned the plan that was going to be implemented. He knew the first man, Adam, would fail him. That's why he had the second man, Adam, already in his plan, already ready to come back and redeem man back. So the story goes, we all know the story. The Lord said, Adam, where art thou? Where art thou, Adam? Now, he didn't have to ask that question. God could have plucked him right then. But God gave him an opportunity to come clean. And that's what God has given us today. He's given us an opportunity to work on those things that have been hindering us. He's given us an opportunity to work on those things that are offsetting us. He's given us an opportunity to get rid of the weights that so easily beset us. God has given us an opportunity to repent. He's given us an opportunity to spend some quality time with him. He's given us the opportunity to make our petition and our request known. So he said, Adam, where art thou? Where art thou? I'm calling you, Adam. Adam heard the Lord calling him, but he hid himself. Why did he hide himself? Because he had sinned. He knew he had disobeyed God's instruction. And every time we disobey God's instructions, guess what? There's some severe penalties. There's some severe repercussions. Hallelujah. When we disobey God, we get out the will of God. And when we disobey God, God removed the covering. He removed the covering until we come to our senses, until we are reminded that God is the God that made us. God is the God that created us. We can't hide from him. So when he found him, hallelujah, when Adam finally talked up, the Lord said, where art thou, Adam? And Adam said, Lord, hallelujah, I hid myself because I'm naked. And then the Lord, I'm not going to all the scriptures. We don't have time. We have about 8 calls right now, and some tune in a little bit later. But Adam said, I hid myself because I was naked. And the Lord said, well, who told you? Who told you you were naked? Who told you, Adam, that you were naked? Now, why is God asking Adam all of these questions when you already have the answer? God wanted man, God gives man an opportunity to repent. He gives us an opportunity to come, to be honest. He gives us an opportunity to tell the truth. He gives us an opportunity to ask for forgiveness and tell him, Lord, I'm sin. Hey, glory to God. So I wonder why you keep asking this man all the questions, Lord. You already have the answer. I'm reminded of Ezekiel. Hallelujah. If you go to the book of Ezekiel, in Ezekiel chapter 37, hallelujah, let's turn to that one right quick. We all know the story about Adam and Eve, hallelujah, but I'm trying to take you somewhere today. I'm trying to open up your understanding and let you know that we have to depend on the bread of life. Who is that bread of life? Hallelujah, well, God's going to tell you who he is on today. Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 37. And it reads thus, the hand of the Lord was upon me. Oh, God bless me today. I didn't prepare this. This is the Lord speaking today, because Adrian didn't have nothing prepared. The hand of the Lord was upon me. And carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst. Watch that midst. Set me down. Wait a minute, let me back up. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, this is the Lord speaking now. Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered. Now, this is the Lord talking to Ezekiel in a vision. And he said, Son of man, can these bones live? Here's God asking a question again. I want to know, Lord, why are you asking all these questions? And you the only one have the answer to them. We don't have the answer. Jesus is the answer of this world today. And I answered, this would be, Jesus said, can these bones, the Lord God said, can these bones live? And I answered, oh Lord God, thou knowest. Ezekiel said, Lord, you the only one know that. Again he said unto me, we at verse 4, again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones. This is the Lord telling him, say, you prophesy to these dry bones, prophesy to these dead bones. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones. And who were those bones? Those bones was the children of Israel. It was the house of Israel. Hallelujah. And he said, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Hallelujah. And I will lay sinew upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So Ezekiel said in verse 7, so I prophesied as I was commanded. Ezekiel did what God commanded him to do. God is commanding us to fast. God commands us to give. He commands us to fast. And he commands us to pray. Ezekiel did what he said. And he said, as I prophesied, there was a noise. Listen at the noise, people of day. There's a noise in the nation. Our children are being murdered in the hallelujah. Marriages are breaking up. Homes are destroyed. Families are destroyed and pulled apart. Women are walking away from their households. Fathers are leaving it out of the homes. Children are roaming the streets with no guidance and with no instruction and with no reverence of the Lord. No fear, no respect for the elders. Look at the nation. We're dealing with a disobedient generation. Hallelujah. But God is tired. And he's calling us back to fasting. He's calling us back to prayer. Then there was a noise. In verse 7, saying, behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. There was no breath in them when they began to come together. When you begin to come together and you begin to fast, you begin to unite in prayer, you will become like it was on the day in the upper room, on the day of Pentecost, when they all had one mind. They all had one cause. Hallelujah. They had one mind. And that mind was the praise God. That mind was the carry weight upon the Lord. Amen, amen. And he said, the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds. Look at God. God will bring people from the north. He'll bring them from the south. He'll bring them from the east. He'll bring them from the west. And guess what? He's going to bring them together because God's will is going to be done in this earth. And he said, all breath and breathe upon these slain. Raise up the house of Israel. God ain't through with you yet. Get up, children. Wash your face. Anoint your head. Get in your word and study. Get in this word. Hallelujah. Strip yourself of all these things that are distracting us and keeping us from getting closer to God, keeping us from praying, keeping us from fasting, keeping us from doing the will of God. Amen. He said, so I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath, see, when you do what God has commanded you, life will come back into your spirit. Life will come back into your household. Life will come back into these dead churches. Life will come back into these leaders. Oh, God, I love you this morning because this ain't my word, but it's your word. And he said, and they lived. After he breathed upon them, they became alive. And when they became alive, the Bible said they stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army. Hallelujah. And then verse 11 says, this is going to tell you what the Lord was doing. It says, then he said unto me, Ezekiel said, then the Lord said unto me, son of man, these bones of the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our thoughts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, God say Israel is my people. He said, I'm going to save them all at once. He said, I will open your grave and cause you to come up out of your grave and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you out of all, out of your graves. And he said, I shall put my spirit in you and ye shall live. Why aren't we living today? Why aren't we praising God today? Why aren't we glorifying and worshiping God today? And he said, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it. God, glory to God. And if God spoke it, he'll perform it. And he said, and performed it, said the Lord. Let me tell you, people of God, there are benefits when you do what thus say the Lord. There are benefits when you do what say the Lord. He said, I'll bless you, and these curses won't come upon you. Turn quickly now, and I'm being led of the Lord this afternoon. Ah, glory to God. Being led of God. Ah, yet no more. Shia. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, Lord, I bless you this morning. The Lord knows what he's doing. I don't know. I didn't even know I had the minister. But the Lord knows. I am the most shocked. It was late in the hour. I ain't got time to go through the phone list. Hallelujah. I don't have the time to do it. That's why the Bible says, be ready. Be instant in season and out of season. Let's go to and let's see this bread of life. I'm talking about fasting today. I'm talking about prayer today. I'm not talking nothing ancient. I'm not talking you to something you've never heard before. The Bible says, humble yourself at the mighty hand of Jesus, and he will exalt you. We're looking for folks to exalt us. We're looking for people to put us up. If they don't say nothing good about us, we're ready to say bye-bye. Oh, but you better make sure that the Lord is talking to you. You better make sure that God is speaking to you on today. You better make sure that he's pleased with your life. Hallelujah. This ain't Abram today. I want y'all to know it, and I'm telling Radio Man I ain't had time to look at the chat room. I don't know who's on there. I wasn't even prepared today to speak. So I said, Lord, where do I go? He took me to John and the first scripture that I read to you. I said, Lord, what are you trying to say? He said, I am that bread of life. He that eat this bread shall never hunger. They shall never thirst. We're talking about fasting, baby. When you talk about bread, don't get in your flesh. Those that's on the 21-day fast, I'm not talking about that kind of bread today. But if you eat the bread of life, he'll sustain you. He'll get you through these 21 days. And then guess what? He'll add to you and make you go a little bit further. Hallelujah. Jesus went a little step further. Let's turn Deuteronomy 28, and I'm going to get on off this line. Yeah, no more. Hallelujah. God ain't playing with us. I'm on a 21 day. If I can refrain, you can do the same thing. If Jesus fasted, you can do it. If Moses fasted, you can do it. If Daniel fasted, you can do it. If Jesus prayed, you can do it. If Moses prayed, you can do it. If Daniel prayed, you can do it. Hallelujah. Quit quoting the scripture, I can do all things. Hallelujah. And implement it in your life. Implement that scripture. Hallelujah. I can do all things. The young lady said she had an emergency, couldn't speak. What was I to do? All I was to do was carry on. That's what this gospel going to be preached. I don't care what kind of emergency. Nothing is going to disrupt or interrupt God's program, because every designated hour, he already got it mapped out. He got it mapped out, baby. He knew what the 15th of January was going to be like. Oh, and just pause for a second right now, and I just like to remember Dr. Martin Luther King. Today is his birthday. Oh, God, and we thank you for the legacy that he has left us. We thank him today. Hallelujah. But go to Deuteronomy right now. We're talking about the bread of life. We're talking about living and not dying. I shall live and not die. God knows the plan. See, we can quote all these scriptures. All things work together. We know every scripture, but are we living it? Are we living it? If we know the scripture so well, why can't we apply it? We know the scripture so well. Why can't you last 21 days? Why can't you make fasting and prayer a everyday part of your life? Why can't you discipline yourself this year and say, Lord, whatever it takes, I'm going to do it this year. I'm going to do it this year. I'm going to do what the Lord said do, or I'm going to die trying. They said a rapper, 50 Cent, he said, I'm going to die trying. Hallelujah. He said he's going to get rich or he's going to die trying. Well, I'm going to adopt this motto today, and I'm going to get rich in this word. I'm going to get rich in crucifying this flesh. I'm going to get rich or I'm going to die trying. And I don't believe if I try that God's going to allow me to die, because I'm trying to please him. When you're trying to please the Lord, God will give you that extra boost. He'll give you more energy. Hallelujah. He'll give you more life. He'll open up your vision like our speaker said. Bishop Patterson was on last week. Minister States was on last week. Prophetess Harrison was on last week. And they all encouraged us and advised us to change our diets. Quit putting all this poisons in this toxins in our body is killing us. Our vision is going bad. We're losing our hearing. Hallelujah. We go to the doctors and they diagnose us with cancers and diabetes and high blood pressure and high cholesterol and all of this junk. Hallelujah. But do you know the woman of God said, Minister State said, do you know fasting will cure you? Do you know fasting will heal you of all these diseases? But I'll tell you something that'll heal you even better. When you obey the word of God, when you obey his commandments, when you follow his instructions, healing has to come to you because God's word is true. God's word is everlasting. God's word is everlasting. His word is true. Hiya no moshata. So let me tell you, I'm going to take you here, and I'm not going to read none of this. I'm not going to read none of this. But in your spare time, you go to Deuteronomy chapter 28. You read how you're going to be blessed when you fast, how you're going to be blessed when you give, how you're going to be blessed when you pray. Oh, Lord, we got to believe God. I was talking with my cousin the other day, and we began to talk about tithing. We began to talk about why the people in the church, they say, oh, we want all the tithers to stand up. I said, why is that? That was just last evening. Why do they ask all the tithers to stand up when every child of God that is a born-again believer should automatically be a tither? Tithing is a commandment. Tithing is a commandment. And if you don't believe it's a commandment, see, we Negroes, we human beings. Let me rephrase that. I'm sorry. I apologize for calling y'all that. Y'all ain't that. You all are God's people. You all are chosen generation. Hallelujah. And I don't know why the Lord is leading me this way, but he is. Y'all forgive me for saying that. I'm talking to the people of God. I'm talking to the souls that may not know him today. Those that may be struggling with some issues and still got some habits that you just can't get rid of. Still won't understand why you're not in the place that you should be in. Still struggling with the cares of the life, finances, children, marriages, home, whatever your dilemma is. God has a remedy for it today. Amen, amen. Here you go. So I asked my cousin, who is a prophetess down there in Atlanta, Georgia. I said, why do they ask the tithers to stand? She said, well, Adrian, nobody teaches on tithing. The people ain't been taught. That's why they ask the tithers to say, well, everybody that say they love the Lord, everybody that say they obeying the commandment of God, they should be tithers. You shouldn't be exempt. Nobody is exempt from tithing. Let's go to Malachi. And y'all ain't know I was going to go there today. We still talking about past the benefits of fasting and prayer. This is a benefit right here, Malachi 3:10, and I'm going to show you how it's a benefit. You might be saying, how is that a benefit? That's a benefit because when you begin to fast and pray, guess what? God will enable you to pay your tithes. Not pay them, give them. He commands us to give. So look at verse 8. We ain't going to go through all these other ones. Verse 8 says, will a man rob God? So when you don't pay your tithes, you robbing God. You ain't robbing Mother Richards. You ain't robbing Prophet Adams. You ain't robbing New Destiny Ministry. You robbing God. Will a man rob God? And wait a minute, before I read this scripture, let me just do a disclaimer right now. And that disclaimer is, Sister Adrian Benoit, don't come on this line and beg for nothing. I don't even ask y'all to send in an offering no more. I did that in the early stages because guess what? I had a little script. I was new to this. I was a novice. Hallelujah. I wasn't a novice to coordinating and speaking the word. I was a novice to live radio. Yes, I was. Hallelujah. But God got me ready. God got me ready. So I had a little, I don't have that script today, Mother Richardson. You know, Shasha, don't have that script today. Hey, hey, hallelujah. Because you know what? 13 months on Block Talk Radio, I done seen some come and I done seen some go. But guess what? God still have us on the line because he have faithful women and men of God that honor his word. And when he speak to them, they're willing to obey him. Didn't have to come out my pocket with a dime. Every month, the broadcast is paid for. It ain't something I have to worry about. It ain't something I have to spend no sleepless nights wondering about. God is a provider. Let me go back as the Lord is leading me to Malachi 3:8. Say, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. Huh? Oh, I took you to Deuteronomy 28, and you read the first part of that chapter 28. God is talking about all the blessings that's going to come upon you. But when you get down to the latter part of that chapter, that same chapter tells you, if you don't obey God, then these curses going to come upon you. Look at this one here. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offering. In tithes and offering. We'll send money to, and God knows, forgive me, I don't have nothing against those that's working in the vineyard, but we'll send money to our televangelists that we don't even know. And we have anointed people right in our midst, and we won't offer them a glass of water. I said that. Now, tell that to your friends and your neighbors. I don't care because I'm not scared of them. Amen. But she said, wherein have we robbed thee, Lord? He said, in tithes and offerings. Now, look what verse 9 says. He said, when you do that, you are cursed with a curse. For ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. I didn't know. Why are you doing this to me today, Lord? I got listeners on the line, and I have people on the board. Oh, God, why are you taking me here today? Hallelujah, it's for somebody. Bring ye all. He said, you're cursed with a curse. For ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. The Lord said a whole nation have robbed him. And he said, bring ye all tithes into the storehouse. What is the storehouse? Wherever you worshiping, wherever you got men and women of God feeding you the word, laboring with you, praying for your family, going to the hospital, visiting you when debt come up in your family, when your children are in jail and they're waking up the pastors all kind of morning. Yeah, that's all. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. When you can't pay your PG&E, when you're having financial difficulties, you go into the house of the Lord. But if you ain't putting nothing in there, don't go ask the name of God for anything. And the Lord said, prove me now, herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Now, that's what he said he'll do for you. Hallelujah. But if you don't do it, he say you're cursed. But listen at what verse 11 says. And I will rebuke the devourer. God ain't rebuking the devourer for you if you're not a tither. Ha! Every saint of God should be tithing. I said that. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast a fruit before the time in the field, say the Lord of hosts. And listen at verse 12. And he said, and all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. And I'm closing on that one right there. I'm talking today about the benefits of fasting and prayer. Amen. And I tell you, I want you all to tune in for the rest of the week, because God is going to do something even greater the rest of this week. Tomorrow, Wednesday, the Singletons, my cousins, a gospel group, they were stellar, Stellar Wars down with me about 3 years ago, and they have a new CD out called The Power of Love. The first single was released today. Come on tomorrow and hear them. Amen, amen. And also tomorrow, looking for another a wonderful man, a woman of God to be on the line with us, waiting on confirmation. And guess what? I'll get it this evening. But on Thursday, we're going to have Dr. Kenneth Burford with us again of Christ Redeeming Center in Stockton, California. And on Friday, we're going to climax with a young man I've never met before, but the Lord put me in his spirit. And he called me and asked to come on the broadcast and speak, and that's none other than Apostle Jamel Tramiel out of Alabama, 42-year-old young man doing the work. He's got two churches and one he got one church and two locations, excuse me. He'll be on here Friday. I've never met this young man, but you can go to his website at openheaveninternationalministries.org. Spell it all out, and you'll be able to see what this young man is doing. So I'm telling you, people of God, God is doing something. He has given us this vehicle to minister, Mother Richard. He didn't give us this vehicle to embarrass anybody, make anybody feel bad, but the Bible says if your heart condemns you, God is greater. So if the message and the word come forward and it condemns you, God is even greater. It's for you. It's for you. So those that are out in radio land today, I pray that you are fasting this year. And if you haven't started fasting, pray and ask the Lord to give you a mind to fast more this year. Ask the Lord, Lord, give me 2 or 3 days this year. I want to go on a 2 or 3 day fast. And you can mix them up. See, there's no formula to fasting. There's no formula to prayer. Sister Ruby told us yesterday that there are several postures. You can pray laying down, standing up, sitting down, in your bed, in your car, on your job. There's no set formula for how you pray, when you pray. There's no such set for where you pray. There's no set formula. But we have to get busy, people of God. They say this is the year of rebellion, turmoil. But I say not so. This is the year of blessings for God's people. This is the year of recovery for God's people. This is the year of restoration. Now, and those that don't know God, we, the people that know him, have to take this word. We got to take it to the streets this year. We got to remember what Dr. Martin Luther King died for. He died for us to have some rights. Rights to what? Rights to live peaceably with all men. Rights to go out and cast our vote. Rights to be treated as a respected citizen of this nation. Rights for no one to judge me on the color of my skin, but judge me on the character of my personality. Judge me on the integrity that God has given me. It's time to take it to the streets, people. It's time to take it to the streets. Is this Pastor Adams? It's time to take it to the streets. How are we going to take it to the streets when your daughter and your son is murdered? Ah, hallelujah. You're going to tell somebody to take it to the streets. You're going to tell somebody it's time to get busy. It's time to come out of our glass houses. We ain't got nothing in them, no, huh? Come on, ain't nothing in them but chaos, confusion, arguing, backbiting, division. That's all there. But if we come out of our glass houses, go out in the streets, talk to your neighbors, tell them who you are. Invite them to come to church. Invite them to come to Bible class. Invite them to fast with you. Ask them, can you come in their home and teach a Bible class? Ah, the Lord just said that. Ask them. Don't be afraid. Don't be intimidated. I read to you today, when we open up Psalm 34, verses 1 through 10, and that last verse says, it says, Listen at what it says. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing, Pastor Adams. It's time to push these plates back. It's time for us to take off our clothes, strip ourselves, and go before God and be transparent and talk to him like you talk to me. When you're angry and upset with me and you're ready to tell me off, talk to God like that and tell him, say, Lord, I'm tired of this enemy coming in my home. I'm tired of him destroying my relationships. I'm tired of my children talking all this flip talk. I'm tired of not having enough to pay my bills. I'm tired of running from pillar to post. I'm tired of going from church to church. I'm tired of seeking you, Lord, and I can't find you. Well, the Lord said, you can't find me because guess what? You won't submit to my will. You won't submit to my plan. Why? 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 Why won't you submit? If you would only submit to my plan, if you would just submit to my plan, I guarantee you that my promises are sure. My promises, Lord, Emma, y'all forgive me today, huh? Because guess what? I didn't have nothing planned for you all. I had Evangelist Tajana Logan out of Atlanta, Georgia, was to speak today. I didn't plan this. But as I sit here getting prepared, getting ready, not prepared, but getting ready, I'll say, the Lord took me to John. And that's when he began to say, tell him this, Adrian. Tell them this today, since you're talking about fasting and prayer. Tell them that I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. So I know our mouths are getting dry on this 21-day fast. I know our stomach is kind of bothering us a little bit because we haven't ate in 9 days. We eat one meal a day. Let me refrain. Let me take that back. One meal a day. We ain't eating all these greasy fried foods and all this other. We on vegetables this week. Vegetable fruit, water, vegetable juices, not all these sweet juices. We're trying to cleanse this body where this body can be ready to respond to the call. There's a calling on our life, people. There's a calling on our life. Jesus is calling today. Will you answer? Will you pick up the telephone and answer? Don't put him on quiet. Don't put him on ignore, because you can't ignore God. There's coming a day when we're going to need him. He said, there's coming a day when you're going to call me, and I won't hear you. When you call me, I'm going to be like an echo. You're going to be saying, Lord, help me. And the echo going to come back, Lord, help me. And the Lord said, I won't be there. It's time. It's time, people, for us to put our differences aside. It's time for us, to love like the Bible says. Jesus said, a new commandment, I leave you. A new commandment, 12 disciples. I'm leaving you a new one, that ye love one another. We got to love. We got to love. We can't keep on going through this mess. Hallelujah. I'm going to the callers right now. That's on the line. Got about 9 to 8 callers on the line right now. Hallelujah. We again. This was something that couldn't be avoided. Again, I wasn't the speaker scheduled for today. But I have to be ready in season and out of season. We have to be ready. We're talking about the benefits of fasting and prayer. Amen. I'm going to Pastor Adams right quick. God bless you, man of God. This is a man of God.
That amen.
The fly home. I was on Circle of Love 4 or 5 months, and the Lord dealt with me to do this radio broadcast. I honor this man. See, you can't forget the bridges that bring you over. You can't forget your father. The Bible says there's many sons, but there's so few fathers. So I honor this man for what he has imparted in my life. See, you can glean something from everybody. The Bible says you can even watch the ants. Oh, you better study that ant. He's a little small creature. Oh, but that ant is powerful. Because you know what? The Bible has given the ant wisdom. And the Bible says study the ant and you'll learn from it. You'll learn that he's not out squandering. You know, when the harvest come in, then you won't play big shot. You won't play big shot. Well, an ant don't do that because the ant is storing up for the day when there ain't nothing to store. Amen. So I bless this man of God, and I mean that from the sincerity of my heart. You have to learn how to appreciate people for the relationship you have with them. We all have thoughts. We all have flaws. We all have some discrepancies. We all have some challenges. Don't tell me that you lived right your whole holy life. Don't tell me that you ain't never lied. Don't tell me that you ain't never had to go to God and say, Lord, forgive me. All of us that's in the body of Christ, we have not been perfect. And if you have, then you need to be like the two witnesses. God needs to get you on out of the earth right now, and he needs to hide you and take you somewhere like he did Elijah and Jesus. Amen. So God bless you, Pastor Adams. We're so glad to have you on this line with us today. And I'm strengthened when I see men and women of God that network and support one another. And there's no jealousy. The Bible says provoke them to godly jealousy. But we ain't doing no godly jealousy. This is fleshly stuff we doing. Amen. So God bless you, Pastor Adams. Give us some words.
Well, amen. God bless you, my sister. And it is a privilege and a pleasure to be with you. Amen. And God bless those of you who are on the line. Amen. I heard Mother Richards praying, so she's there. But God bless each and every one of you. And, you know, it is important. I'm telling you, it is important that we get it together. Amen. It's time out, and we as the body of Christ, you know, sometimes I believe we forget that we are the body of Christ. Amen. We are sheep of the same pasture. You know, sheep beget sheep. You know, there is no interaction with billy goats and sheep. Amen.
All right.
And so we are all sheep of the same pasture. And so there should not be any dividing factors among us. We ought to be in love with one another and share that love with one another. And I tell you, fasting and praying will help you to get things in perspective, amen? That when you off on a wrong tantrum and you begin to fast and pray, I'm telling you, then the Spirit of the Lord can arrest your mind and turn your thoughts back to him. Amen. And it's our desire, we want to please God. It's our desire that we want to extol God and to give his name the glory, honor, and praise. And, you know, as my sister was talking about Adam in the garden when he fell, the glory of the Lord didn't shine on him no more. The glory was gone. And so we want to get back to that place. And I'm telling you, Sister Adrian Bernard, that I ask the Lord to bring me to that place like he did with Moses. When Moses went to the mountaintop, he went to tabernacle, the tent of the tabernacle, to fellowship with God. He came down. He was such a glow. Amen, that he had to put a veil on his face. I experienced that one time. Amen. Went to Longview, Texas, where Well, Bishop Noel Jones was had his church. That was his home, Longview, some years ago before he went to California. Went to his church and left that church, amen, aglow on the bus going back to Houston. I was glowing, amen, with the glory of the Lord. And so, you know, that is something wonderful. And I want to stay in his presence, not just every once in a while, and have that kind of experience. I am like with Adam. I want to have that cool of the evening experience with God, and that he don't have to come looking for me and say, Ashton, where art thou? He knew where Adam was all along. He was the question was for Adam, to where was he in his mind spiritually? Where are you, Adam? You know, what's going on with you?
All right.
He knew where he was. Amen. And you know, Sister Adrian, that's something else that I find miraculous about cool of the evening experience. When Adam fell, you know, God didn't come right down right then and there to chastise him, to arrest him, to beat him up, or do anything. He waited.
Right.
He waited a while. And he came by his normal time, you know, and I thank God that there is a set time that God will have, that he'll come in fellowship, you know. And it don't have to be in the evening, and be in the morning time. And I thank God that mine is when 3 o'clock in the morning, God will come and fellowship with me and he'll talk with me. And so, you know, these things that we need to do to get into the presence of God, these things that we need to do to stay in the presence of God, that if you don't mind doing them, and if you diligently seek him, you can find him. He will show up. He will be there for you. And so I just thank God. Amen. Back to you, sister.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Adams. We enjoyed. I like that cool of the evening experience. And that's what we all need to have, a cool of the evening experience with the Lord. We're going to Mother Mildred Richard. And Mother, as I said, you know, we love Mother. Mother is so dear to us, so we're going to go to Mother and ask her for any comments or remarks she would like to say to us on today. God bless you, Mother.
God bless you, and thank you so much, woman of God. I just love the Lord, and I have enjoyed this program today, and I just praise God for his goodness. And you were talking about the benefits of fasting and praying. And, you know, I thought about the scripture in the Mark, the 9th chapter, and I think starts about the 25th verse on down to the 29th, where that young boy, this man had a young boy, and he kept having these seizures and things, and he would fall in the fire. He'd fall in the water. He'd just have seizures, and he would foam at the mouth and all this type of thing. And the disciples tried to heal him, to cast that spirit out of him, but they couldn't do it. But when Jesus came along, he did it, and they said, well, why couldn't we do it? He said, this kind right here come only by fasting and praying. That's something you cannot do or will not get the full benefits until you fast and pray. And you know what? Fasting really keeps your mind on the Lord. Fasting and praying will help you to be strong even in weakness. Fasting and praying crucifies the flesh. Fasting and praying purifies your thoughts. Fasting and praying brings you closer to God, and it'll help you to see visions, and God will deal with you in dreams. It's a blessing. It's a real blessing to pray and to fast. Dedicate your life to God in that way. You'll find out that it's such a blessing, and it's so rewarding. And you'll see God work. You see his hand work. You see his glory. You'll find out his strength. And I tell you, it's wonderful. And I've seen it in my life. I've experienced it, and I thank God for it. And the Lord had brought that back to me this morning, how he had done such great things in my life through fasting and praying. And I was just praising him and giving him the glory. And when I looked around, it was 1 o'clock. I said, ooh, let me get on the broadcast because I am just so full right now. Praise the living God. And I thank you for the word of God. And God bless you and thank you. And hello, Pastor. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you, Mother. We appreciate you coming and we're going to talk to a number that I'm not familiar with, and that's area code 916. And the last four of your number is 5442.
Sister Tia.
Hi, Sister Tia. How you doing?
I'm blessed. I'm so glad I caught you when I did. I just got on recently, the line. I was led to call, and I guess that's probably why you were speaking the way you were, because I was feeling really discouraged in my spirit today, and I said to call in today, and I got what I needed from the Lord, so I thank you for bringing that message.
Thank you, Jesus. See, you don't know, only God knows who's going to show up on this line. We have no way of predicting who's coming on the line. But God knows, so you be encouraged, Sister T. I didn't know you were coming on the line. I wasn't even the speaker for the day. Yet I'm going to start y'all. Y'all better miss. Go ahead. You can finish.
I thank God for that word. It was much needed today.
Bless the Lord, Jesus.
I thank God for Circle of Love, and I thank God for New Destiny Ministries. Anytime I'm able to get on, I get on. But it's been difficult. I'm not going to say it hasn't, but I know God is keeping me, and he has a purpose for me out here in Oakland. And you guys keep me in prayer. There's a lot going on out here right around me. And I know who I am in Christ, and I know he didn't change me and bring me to where I am to be here stagnating and not doing his will. So something you were saying about getting out there and letting people know, if I can do that out there in Stockton, I can do it here in Oakland, and I have fear. So just keep me in prayer, and I'm loving you. I love you guys so much, and I thank God for both of the ministries.
Amen. Well, I'm going to go to Pastor Adams right now, and I want Pastor Adams to intercede right now on behalf of Sister Chief.
Amen, amen. You know, one of the keys to is staying in the presence of the Lord. I can't stress that much, Sister Tia. Stay in the presence of the Lord. Diligently seek him. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you know the struggle. You know everything. Ain't no need of trying to hide. Ain't no need of trying to fix it up. Ain't no need of trying to make it look better than what it is. You know the struggles my sister has had. You know the ups and the downs, the failures and all of that. But thank God you are a God who answers prayer. And you said in your word that if we call on you, you would answer. And so we calling on you. You said you would not turn away from us. And so we just want to remind you right now of your word. You said that we could call you on the carpet about your word. You said that we could get up in your face and tell you what you said to us. And you said that you would not turn us away. And you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. And so no matter what we have done, no matter how we have fallen, no matter what we look like, what we smell like, or what we have done, because the prodigal son was in the hog pen. And how much filthier could that be, being in a hog pen with slop and defecation and urine and mud and all of that, being in the hog pen? But he came to himself, and when he did, he said, I can go back home, and my father's servants have better things than what I have. And now Sister Tia has realized that she needs to come on home. Amen. She needs to be around the Circle of Love and New Destiny and the saints. Amen. And she realizes. And so, Father God, we know you ain't going to turn your back on her. Amen. Yes. That you are standing there with opening arms. Amen. And you clean her up no matter what she done been through, no matter the drugs, no matter whatever it was, homelessness or whatever it is, that, Father God, you will not turn your back on this child of yours, and you welcome her with open arms, and that your arms are open, and you will fall on her neck and kiss her and let her know the warmth of your love. Amen. And you will change things. You will change your outer appearance and wash her clean. Hey, yes, you will. You will wash her clean right now. Amen. As the layers fall out, as the tears wash away the stuff that's on her face, amen. We just say, thou art clean, woman of God. Thou art loved. Thou art the apple of God's eye. And the more you realize and hear that God loves you, that we pray that the taste of sin is out of your mouth right now. Amen. That you will turn your attention even the more toward God, and you will get back in your rightful place. Amen. And all you have to do is to shun sin and to repent today. Amen. And say, Father God, forgive me. And he will. And the blood of Jesus covers you right now in the name of Jesus. And when Satan comes with his accusation, Jesus will say that she is covered under the blood. And you need to realize it. You lift your hands right now. Lift your hands and tell God, thank you. And thank you for loving me. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, that yes, I repent, that I will walk in the newness of life, that I will forget the things which are behind me. Yes, I fail, but I will not look behind me any longer. I will not magnify sin, that I will be righteous conscious today. Amen. That I will say this with me, Sister Tia. I am the righteousness
of
God.
Of God.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
I am the righteousness.
Of God.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
And devil, you cannot hinder me any longer, because I am a child of the Most High King.
Because I am a child of the Most High King.
Amen. Say that again. Amen. I'm a child of the Most High King.
Hallelujah.
And I walk in victory today. Okay, amen. We just thank you, God. We thank you for your redemptive power. We thank you for reconciliation, that our sister is back in right standing with you right now. Amen, Sister Adrian.
God bless you, Sister
Tina.
We're going to continue to lift you up in prayer, so continue to be encouraged. And what we have you to speak, to believe and walk in it all day, and repeat everything he says to you. Keep repeating it all day. And every day you get up saying, I am the righteousness of God. Get up and say it. Speak it. And that's what that message was about. Speak it. You got to call those things that's not as though they are. Amen. We're going to Sister Ruby Larry. I see First Lady, Lady Carol on the line. I think she's a little hoarse, but we are acknowledging her, Sister Ruby, and then we're going to go to Sister Dawn, and I saw you there, but Brazil, I don't see her anymore. Amen. So I'm going to Sister Ruby. God bless you, Sister Ruby.
Oh, praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard, and every saint of the Most Holy God on the air. I just thank Jesus Christ today, because Evangelist Adrian was saying all week long, giving a summary who was going to come on and bring the word Tuesday and Monday and on and on and on. But she had emergency. But Evangelist Adrian, the Lord used you mightily today. And you know, I really like that he has set up. I've been on your broadcast more than any of the other ones. But I was saying to myself, I love the way the Lord had instilled us and brought us together. We knew not how he was going to set up. We never know. But he set this up today. And it was just awesome that you didn't even know Sister T was going to call in, or you didn't know Pastor Adams is going to be on, and she loves Circle Love and on there too, and the pastor and to pray for. We don't know the situation, but you know it's such a wonderful thing. That's why it's to always fast and pray and seek the word of God and be obedient and by faith, because he can go where we can't go.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I thank you for this broadcast today. It was so holy and filling, and the Holy Ghost had his way. So Evangelist Adrian, you have preached, I always tell you, you call yourself testifying, but you be preaching. But you have preached the unadulterated word of God, and the Lord knows everything, and everybody was going to be here. So pray by strength in the Lord. I'm just excited, hallelujah, about this word.
God bless you, I tell you, and I had talked. It's a wonder. You know, God never ceases to amaze me. He keeps on doing. You know, there's a song that says, keeps on doing great things for me. And I can really say, not for me. I like to include all of us, the body of Christ. God is doing some great things in our life. And all we need to do is be obedient. Sometimes, you know, we don't want to receive correction. We don't want to receive rebuke. But you know what? You can rebuke a person with love. You ain't got to openly embarrass them. You can go to them in private, Mother Richard, and you can tell them about their mistake. You, sometimes we don't see ourselves. Sometimes we don't even hear ourselves. Sometimes we don't see our demeanor. We don't see the expression that we have. And how we're looking, where people are afraid to even embrace us, afraid to even approach us. I tell you, but if we would just humble ourselves, if we would just humble ourselves and be obedient to God, God would bring all of us into rightful standing with him. Rightful standing with him. God is a righteous God. I did today. I went into the book of Proverbs to the scripture where God said, "Righteousness exalts a nation." But he said, "Sin is a reproach to everything." Hallelujah! Let me get that scripture, Lord. You know, this is the Lord. I'm telling you the truth. This is God. Where is that scripture? I just had that scripture today. Oh, God, let me get it before I get off of these airways, because God wants us to know that he means business. Sister Ruby, you got that scripture? It's in Proverbs. It is, right? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I bless you today, God. God wants us to be blessed. He wants us to be happy, thanks to God. He wants us to love on him, and he wants us to feel good about ourselves. Many of us don't even love ourselves. Proverbs 14:34. I ain't saying the enemy. Whatever God got planned is coming forth. Righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs 14:34. What do you mean when you say Pastor Adam just told Sister T to say, I am the righteousness of Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God. When you know you are the righteousness, saying? He said the time is always right to do what is right. So every day there's time to do right. It's always right to do what's right. So people of God, let's get it right this year. Let's get it right this year. Don't fall by the wayside this year. Don't be like David said, when I looked and saw the prosperity of the wicked, my foot almost slipped. It almost slipped. Then Paul, that was in the Old Testament, David said that. But then you go to Paul, and Paul went before King Agrippa in the book of Acts, and Paul began to tell King Agrippa who he was. Paul began to tell King Agrippa about his experience, how he persecuted the Christians. Hallelujah. When he stood before him, Paul was so elegant. He was authentic. He could articulate the word. He articulated so well, Pastor Adams, that King Agrippa said, Paul, you almost persuaded me. You almost persuaded me to be a Christian. Don't let that be said of you, that you almost got saved. You almost changed your life. You almost gave your life to. Don't let that be almost in your life. Come to Jesus. He said, Mother Richard, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Today is the day. So I like to say to those that are out in radio land, I see Aaron Little in the chat room. God bless you, Aaron Little, and we thank you for listening to this broadcast on today. I want to encourage you all to go back into the archive. When you get some time, go back into the archive and play these messages over. These messages are not messages that God gives to his vessel for naught. These messages are to encourage, inspire, enlighten, enhance, and empower you to pursue your destiny in Christ Jesus. Join us tomorrow for the Singletons, the gospel group, the Stella Award nominees. They're going to be here with us on tomorrow. And I'm shifting a little bit. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes men of God get so busy. Bishops have about 6 or 7 engagements this week. So he said, Adrian, you know I said, Bishop, I don't want to wear you out. So I'm looking for my cousin. We got a family of preachers and teachers in my family, and she's a pastor. She's been pastoring about 10 years, and that's none other than Pastor Evangelist Jackie McLemore. She has a great star line, but she's talking about an awesome woman of God. Sister Ruby, you ain't heard a preacher. Till you heard a female preacher, till you heard Jackie. And I ain't boasting because she came to me. I'm telling you, the girl is anointed. So I'm looking for a call from her. And Bishop Lewis is her overseer. And he was the one that was scheduled to speak along with the Singletons on tomorrow. They won't be speaking. They'll just be talking a little bit about promoting their new gospel CD. Amen. And on Thursday, Dr. Ken Burton, and you know him to be a wonderful, excellent preacher and teacher of the gospel. He'll be with us on Thursday and Friday. This young man I've never heard before, but I believe there's a divine connection, Pastor Adams, and he's going to be with us, Apostle Jamel, out of Alabama. So we're looking forward to a good time this week. So tune in if you're available, and if you're able to listen online, tune in, and you will hear a word. And we're still talking about the benefits of fasting and prayer as the Lord is taking us through this 21 days. And guess what? I'm excited about it. I ain't walking around. Jesus told him, he said, when you're praying, he said, don't be like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, Mother Richard. He said, but anoint your, watch your face, anoint your head. Hallelujah. Be in other words, be happy. Don't have no sad countenance. Don't have that folks know what you got going on. I'm saying it on the broadcast because that's what we are trying to encourage those of you that have went on this path and those that want to still get on, you still can. Any days that you give to the Lord, anytime you deny his flesh, the Lord's got to bless you for it. Anytime you consecrate and meditate upon his word, God's got to bless you. Anytime you go to him in prayer in your secret closet, God has to reward you openly. Amen. So we thank God for you all tuning in with us. And I see First Lady Carol. I know she's hoarse, but let me see. I did acknowledge her. I don't know if she's able to say anything. Praise the Lord, Lady Adams. How are you?
God bless you, woman of God. I tell you, my voice, I'm trying to save it for the weekend, but I enjoy the message that you have brought through the week concerning fasting, the benefits of fasting. The benefits of fasting keeps me in the right standing with God and keeps my natural man undercover. Glory to God, down and submitted to the Holy Spirit. It yields every member of my body to him, the Spirit of God. To me, fasting and praying is the ultimate love of God, to love him enough to put your plate away. The fasting will make you forgive when you have not done wrong. Fasting will bring a pure love out of you. It makes you love. It makes you caring, you know, and I thank God for that. I thank God for bringing the new year in with fasting because it keeps me in communication and God right in my face and me and his. Hallelujah. Fasting keeps me from holding grudges and things. When you can forgive someone when they have done you wrong and you can say, I'm sorry, and go on if they never say a mumbling word. Like when Christ got on the cross, he didn't say a mumbling word. He did no wrong. Glory to God. All Jesus came to love and to show us. And I thank God for the love God has given me. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to get closer to him because he is the source of my life from which all blessings flow. And he is the love of my life. And I thank God for him. Glory to God. I thank God for fasting because it reveals the invisible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, woman of God, and all those that are on the line. I love you. The love of God that is in me. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen. Well, guess what? The Lord, I can see. As you begin to talk, I saw the Lord just opening up your throat and your lungs. You're almost
able
to hear you clearly. So God is
right
now. Hallelujah. So you'll be ready for your engagement on Saturday. You'll be ready. First Lady Adams, and right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to continue to do the work that you've already started in this woman of God. Hallelujah. Lord God, wrap our lungs, Lord God. Hallelujah. Every horseman, we command you to go right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we ask that your blood,
hallelujah.
Contact me, and I can give you further information regarding. Conference on Saturday, January the 19th, and it began at 9 a.m. She said the first hour is going to be nothing but intercessory prayer. So guess what? Come ready to get ugly. Come ready to get down and get busy. Come ready to intercede and prevail for somebody else and their family and their children. Come getting ready to pray for this nation as a whole. We love the Lord and we thank him for everything that he's doing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we're going to ask the First Lady Adams if she can. I just feel the Lord just touching you right now. Oh, hallelujah. I feel him touching you right now. He's moving. Hallelujah. He's moving. And when you get and Saturday, when you get ready, oh, God's going to have you minister in song. You're going to be anointed. Hallelujah. You're going to be clear. Your voice is going to be clear in the name of Jesus. And it is done. It is already done. In Jesus' name, I'm going to close out with a word of prayer for us on the day. And I'm going to play the singles' new CD, The Power of Love. God bless you, Mother Richard, Pastor Adams, Evangelist Priscilla, Sister Ruby, Sister Dawn, and Sister T, and all of those that joined in on the chat room on today, and those that are listening live on the internet. God bless you, and we thank you for joining us on today. Love you with the love of Christ. First Lady Cal.
What did you want me to do? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you right now for your loving kindness and tender mercies down through the year. Thank you for bringing us into a new year, ready to do your will and your ways even the more, Father God. Humbly yielding our bodies to you, Father God. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without us. We yield our thoughts and our mind to your kingdom work, God. In the name of Jesus, bless everyone that is on the line. Take them higher heights and deeper depths in you, Father God. I thank you for the prayer. Thank you for opening up my vocal cords. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you. Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory to God, you're a good God, you're a righteous God, and we thank you for this woman of God with the dedication, Father God, the love that she has in her heart for her brothers and sisters all around the world, and God, we just bless your name on today, and every day, Father God, you are in control of all things, and let us be more like you and less of us, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Have a Jesus day. We're going to continue to pray for you.
Thank you.
God loves you. We love you too. We're right here for you. Amen. Amen.
About the greatest gift in this world given to us. To say a word, give a touch or a smile, filling in here for just a little while. We'll let somebody know how much you really care. Now you can feel the power of love when you kiss. There's a whole lot of people in the world that need your help. Down in the street, no shoes on the feet, no place to call the home, she's feeling all alone. So I give up my hand, cause I understand that that could have been me. Thank you.
is a phrase that we all have used before. It's not just what you say, but it's what you do that speaks so much more. Spend some time with someone close, or just to give a hug when it means the most. We'll let someone know what love.
Everybody have a beautiful and blessed day. Tell somebody that Jesus loves and Jesus sees. God bless you all. See you on tomorrow.